This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Oh, I really don't care if you guys like my list or not. I like it. That's some good Hall & Oates right there.
I've never heard that phrase. That's some good Hall & Oates.
Yep.
I thought it was like a group when he first, but it's two people, right?
Yeah. I always thought the one was Ron Jeremy.
I see
a big mustache
right now.
And
yeah.
The black hair, curly hair.
He does kind of look like Ron Jeremy.
The youngster's like, Hall & Oates, is that like, do you get that in the cereal section?
The oatmeal? Say that. That's a borderline dad joke. But
is it?
No.
It's all right.
It's Salisbury.
Oh, I like, you're going to defer to him?
Yeah.
You?
He started it. I just am able to carry it through.
I'm pretty sure you were making dad jokes before Salisbury was on radio.
Yeah. When
zebra doesn't change his stripes,
before
right?
I became a father, I was still giving you dad jokes. I can tell you that right now.
There you go. I like that you own it. Don't run from it.
No doubt.
It's a badge of honor, right?
We have to confirm Trey's favorite group of all time, but then his second favorite.
Well, Jong poked his head in here into the room through the door.
Oh, he did. He's back.
Yeah. I didn't want to make that seem weird, too.
Well, everything else has.
A lot of euphemisms going on today.
Right.
But when I say Jong poked his head in here, he physically, from his neck, he stuck it inside the door and said that, yeah, it's my bloody Valentine. And it's confirmed.
There you go.
So last night, watching the Rocket game.
Yes, sir.
Yes, twice sir. You saw Karl Anthony Towns throw elbows. One time into James Harden's neck to create some space. And another time on top of Nene's head.
Yes, sir.
Before driving to the basket. Once is an accident, two or more times, and you're just starting to be dirty. And that's exactly what I think it was. I have always thought that Karl Anthony Towns was a decent player.
Oh, me too.
He's a really good basketball player.
Absolutely.
I didn't realize he was dirty. But last night, watching him off the ball, some of the stuff that he was doing to guys.
Really?
He's kind of a dirty player.
I'll tell you this. The one that I didn't like more so than the other was the fact that he stuck the elbow into Harden initially, nothing was called, and he looked like, oh, I can get away with this. So then he went right back and did it again, only more forcefully. And I thought, see, that's where someone needs to knock him on his ass. And then what I liked was Nene was like, he was kind of stunned by the fact that he actually got tagged on the top of the head. But then he was like, oh, the whistle already blew? We'll take this. And then that's what
slapped
I like about Nene.
Yeah,
just hammered him.
Yeah.
And it's like he's lucky that that wasn't a flagrant or done even harder with more damage done. Because there are certain guys you just got to know not to do it to. And I don't think he's dirty. But now that you mention it, I'm going to go. I'll pay closer attention to it because I did not like the two elbows. I just didn't think overall a guy that
ball,
is not very strong should not be trying to be a dirty player because he's going to get his butt kicked.
But I'm watching him off the ball, and, you know, like, guys will – he's trying to post up, and somebody will put an elbow on him or whatever just to – on defense. You know, you'll hand check a guy or whatever. Right. And he's – a lot of slapping going on.
Yeah.
A lot of – you know, just – it was just like there's a way to play and there's a way not to play. And I felt like last night a lot of the stuff that he was doing was just uncalled for. Just
and he's such a talented player. You know, a lot of times the dirty players are the guys that just – you know, they can't get away on talent alone. They can't get by on talent alone.
Yeah.
So they try and do those kind of things so that they can, you know, have a reputation as a goon.
Right.
But they find a spot on everybody's roster.
But maybe it has something to do with, like, the fact that they're playing the Rockets, though. And, like, sometimes when they play up to – because a lot of teams now are looking at the Rockets like a top-tier team. And so sometimes they you know, they're a little extra.
That could be.
But I don't know. Because I can't really comment on it because I haven't seen Towns – multiple games throwing elbows,
but he
probably could be that guy.
He sure was getting away with a lot of whining, too. Boy, he was so demonstrative, and had that discussion about him being
demonstrative. Yep.
Like four times in a row that he had a foul called on him, he was running around, throwing his hands in the air. It's like, what are you going to let this dude get away with?
How many times, right? You can get away with it once and say, look, I wasn't throwing the air punch, I was just or blowing you off. I was just, you know, showing my frustration. But he did it 3-4 times. At a certain point, you've got to tee him up.
Right. And I mean, according to him, he never fouled anyone all night long. It's amazing. But yeah, I just wasn't impressed with him in that regard. But
you become Ginobili at some point. You've never fouled in your life?
Yeah.
because that's the best example I can give. But there are so many guys in this league that you don't want that rep either, that you've never made a committed a foul in your life.
That's the thing. It's like, come on, man. Yeah. You guys foul every once in a while. By the way, somebody texted and said that movie that I was thinking about with John Candy is called Summer Rental.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yep. Yeah. I've watched that several times.
Yep. Summer All Rental's right. not bad.
Hey, Barry, this is Quentin. I want to make this Valentine's special for my wife. I was planning on taking her to McDonald's, but I was thinking of upgrading to Whataburger. But I don't want to spoil her and her to expect Whataburger every time. I think this is Quentin's attempt at a joke.
Exactly.
Humor.
So he was trying to be Q-Tip, Q-Dizzle.
Not your best effort, Quentin.
No.
It's not that funny.
No, but most of his
But
stuff
I read
isn't.
It for you, yeah. But I wanted you to hear it because I think once you heard it, you were like, yeah, that wasn't that good.
Yeah, by
That's
got to
be
the
worst feeling. You write a joke and you think it's going to be funny, and then you get crickets.
That's why you go to open mic and you're like, man, this joke is going to kill him. And then you tell the joke and everyone just stares and it's the worst feeling in the world. You're just like, okay.
You know, he's driving right now as Barry's reading it. He's going, mine. Yeah. He's talking about me. He's like, oh, man.
Yeah, well, it happens.
By the end of the show, hey, guys, love y'all's show. and then he just freezes.
It happens to the best of us, Q. Don't worry about it. Here's something that I didn't know about, and maybe one of you guys can shed some light on it, or maybe we all don't know about it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the Warren Sapp thing. Apparently, he got served.
Yeah, I don't know, but we were talking about this in the break. Someone tweeted it, and I had no idea he was at an autograph signing and got served.
Yeah, it said, what did you guys think? Warren Sapp blindsided with a battery lawsuit. It says, what do y'all think about Warren Sapp being served during an autograph session? Do you think the guy who served him went too far to serve him in a place like that? And I'm looking at TMZ Sports, and it says, Warren Sapp blindsided with battery lawsuit. You got served. There's actually video of it. And so apparently the guy goes up and says, hey, what does he say? The woman's attorney had been trying to serve Sapp for more than a year, but couldn't track him down. They felt that he was actively avoiding the process server. So they sent him into they sent a guy to Sapp's autograph session he had been promoting, hoping Warren would show up and they could finally slap him with a complaint and summons to appear in court. The plan worked to perfection. An unsuspecting Sapp even put his arm around the guy to pose for a photo before he dropped the bomb on him.
Oh, I hope he ran like hell after that.
Credit to Sapp for still being polite to the guy after he realized what was going on. How bad, but I think it's hilarious where he's over there. Hey, you want me to sign something? Yeah, sign these papers, bitch. You got served. You're like, oh, no, man. And you're signing it.
Now, I'm just going to tell you, though, that's a big, a large man.
Yeah.
Like, after all that, the minute I started in the papers, I'd be like, hey, see you, bye.
I'd spike it. I'd be like, you got served, bitch. And then I'd spike him and run.
I mean, he probably got a few dollars left in the bank. I'll let him tackle me.
Yeah, that dude is ridiculously strong.
I've heard mixed reviews on the kind of person he is. I've heard some people say he's
really
a great
super
dude.
Great dude.
That's what I've heard. And then I've really, heard people
always
like,
was nice to me. You know, Keenan played with him in Tampa. They won a Super Bowl together. So we were golfing in Lake Tahoe. And he doesn't golf, but he shows up. And we were on like a putting green just talking. And Keenan's like, hey, I want you to meet my boy Joel, blah, blah, blah. We're talking, everything like that. He's like, hey, man, what's up? And picked me up and turned me upside down. And I'm hanging there upside down like, what the hell just happened? In a matter of like 3 seconds.
Wow.
And I looked at Keenan and I go, no wonder why that dude, he signs all his autographs, QB Killa.
Nice.
Good Lord, he's strong.
I've heard both. I've heard a lot more people say he's a good dude than I've heard bad. Problem is, you know, he had that
NFL Network stuff.
Yeah.
And even before that, there was stuff. And now, you know, he's sending females toys, sex toys as Christmas gifts when he was at the NFL Network.
Yeah. Can't do that. Mm-hmm. And then while I'm on this TMZ thing, I see this story. Exclusive, Blake Griffin sued for palimony. Abandoned our family for Kendall Jenner.
What? This dude, because he had a bait.
She's hot, too.
Well, is it the chick from USC? The volleyball player from USC had...
Bryn Cameron?
I don't know, but she was with Matt Leinart, and she was with... And I don't know if she had babies with both of them, but I think she had a baby with Blake.
I don't know. That's just what the headline said.
Blake's been busy in his short career.
How do you pronounce this, Nick? Bryn. Bryn.
That's Bryn.
Okay. So, Bryn Cameron.
Yeah. Got to see if Bryn Cameron's been with Matt Leinart.
Google it.
Yeah, we'll find out. Our listeners will come through.
Sure.
Love this song, by the way. Kenny Loggins.
I feel like I'm about to have some teeth pulled.
Why?
It's
I feel like this is Dennis Chair music. Shout out to Ronnie on Twitter who said the fact that I put Kenny Loggins' Heart to Heart, one of his all-time favorite songs.
Okay.
Take that.
Rinse and spit.
Sounds like a Dennis song. It does.
That's why I love working with you guys. All right, we'll be back with more of the Usual Suspects. Don't go anywhere. It is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's going to be about that time. 50 Shades of Trey right around the corner. We're working on it. Then he will deliver. Oh, and don't you just want Trey to deliver on a Valentine's Day?
I'm currently highlighting from the masturbation chapter for Trey to read.
Okay.
I have a feeling he's going to be an expert.
Wow. So there you have it. I mean, so here's the thing. So we've got 50 Shades of Trey coming up, and that's going to be a good thing. You are selecting the most explicit without going over the limit.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it somewhat classy. I mean, we are known for being super classy on the show.
Absolutely.
So I'm keeping it classy. But okay. The goal is to get him to apologize when it's over with because he's going to feel bad.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's the goal.
And then we got to ask him, too. I mean, he's got a new girlfriend. What kind of plans he's made for Valentine's
Day? Yeah, we do need to find that out. So I've got three things that he's going to read, and then we'll talk to him about Valentine's and what his plans are.
Okay. All right, so we'll get that out of the way. Nick's going to have the third hour on a Way Back Wednesday. Way Back Wednesday today is, of course, songs Valentine's Day themed, pre-2000. Don't hate on our girl Kristen because she happened. Kirsten. I said, okay. I didn't emphasize it enough for you. But Kirsten is a very smart woman.
Because she picked your list.
Yes. So what? You got to call her dumb just because she liked my list.
I saw that.
I just call it like I see it. Are we in trouble? Is that why Todd was in there?
No.
Well, he gave us a little of a heads up about the 50 Shades of Trey.
Uh-oh.
He just said be careful. He didn't get mad.
Okay.
He didn't get mad.
Yeah. Well, did you tell him our plan?
I did. And I think that... Hopefully made it feel better.
Okay, yeah.
He's gonna go coach up Trey right now.
No, we're gonna we're gonna have to. Should I tell the peoples or just let it run?
We can. It's up to you. I don't care.
We'll put some production value in it. We can't trust Trey, so we're gonna have to take him in the side studio and record it.
Oh, okay.
We can't trust him live, but we're gonna let him come in afterwards and talk.
Well, it's just a lot. I mean, it could be overwhelming.
It is a lot.
There's a lot to read.
There's a lot. You know me reading on the fly.
Reading on the fly or screening on the
both,
fly?
Yeah. Both. So there's a lot of words, and I don't trust Trey to not say the
word that just pops up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't trust him to censor himself. And the last thing I want is an entire segment of him being dumped the whole time. So we'll throw him in the side studio with Michael Carroll, and it'll get weird. And you know the good thing is we'll probably get outtakes from it, and then we'll be able to play those as well. So. Yeah,
doubt about it. And because if you remember the movie moments with Trey, that the outtakes were probably better than some of the actual moments themselves, right?
Yes, without a doubt.
I've not tried to offend anyone by saying that.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I can't say that. I can't say. Oh, okay.
So I don't know. This Blake Griffin thing. You said that he had gone through this before.
I mean, before, I thought that he fathered a child with the same woman that was with Matt Leinart, that she was a volleyball player at USC when Leinart was at USC, but I think she had a track record with both gentlemen.
Oh.
I don't know if that's the woman that you just named, but I know that they do share a partner.
So it says, according to the lawsuit filed on Valentine's Day by high-powered celebrity lawyer Brian Friedman, Griffin made repeated pledges to Cameron, promising to support her after insisting she abandon her sports marketing job and interior design business. The suit says Breen did everything for Blake. Cameron was not just the mother of Griffin's children and their caregiver. She was also a constant supporter for Griffin. his personal assistant, meal planner, scheduler, stylist, publicist, party planner, nurse, nutritionist, branding expert, therapist, cheerleader, basketball and fitness consultant, and more. I don't know if Blake Griffin is getting basketball and fitness consulting
from anyone.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, but, I mean, that's probably taking it a little far.
No, no. I mean, look, everybody that I've talked to said, and DeAndre Jordan, from what I've been told, should be thanking Blake Griffin, because DeAndre Jordan had a just a, I don't know if I can say this or not, but a pee-poor work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to be friends with Blake Griffin. And Blake Griffin was always in the gym and always getting up shots and lifting weights and everything like that. And DeAndre started tagging along. And the next thing you know, DeAndre's getting stronger. DeAndre's improving. DeAndre got a big contract. And they said, look, my friends at the Clippers told me several times, without Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan doesn't become half the player he is simply because of the fact that he was working harder thanks to Blake Griffin.
Wow.
So.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But I tell you, TMZ is, they've got a ton of stories right now.
Their sports side is getting better.
Well, I ended up, like, you know, you scroll down and it shows you some headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Baio, we all know that he has already been accused by Nicole Eggert, right?
Of making his Charles in charge?
Yes.
Yeah. There's the dad joke. I love it. You're telling me to own it. I am. It's all mine.
Scott Baio exposed himself, called me the word that British people use for cigarettes. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
I don't even know. We should be able to say it because it's a word. It's what they say in Britain when they say, hey, do you have a fag? That's a British word for cigarette.
That is true.
Yes.
That is actually a fact.
Thank you.
I didn't know that.
You were very worried, weren't you?
Hey, world traveler, how do you know that? I had no clue.
I did. I honestly totally forgot, but I've heard. Yes, I've heard that's that a being fact.
You did forget because the look on your face when Barry was leading up to it was
I was
like,
scared. Dude.
But I was reading an article and they used that word. And I was like, oh, that'll take you. It'll catch you by surprise when you forget that over there, that's what they call a cigarette. It was like, whoa, hey, all right. But yeah, he called him that, the vulgar term. And
who did
and,
he call that to?
His co-star, Alexander Polinsky. So the kid on Charles in Charge, the young boy,
yeah.
Apparently Scott Baio exposed himself to the boy and then called him that mean word.
So
that's Baio's, weird, man.
Yeah.
You can tell regardless of what's true and what's not true. He must have been a real a-hole to work with because it's like the whole cast is coming back to get him. Before you know it, the mom's coming at him.
And I guess you have to be kind of weird if you want to be a successful actor or actress, but damn.
I mean, you can be weird, but you don't have to be a pervert and a molester.
That's so weird, dude.
Yeah, that's beyond weird. Should we take these calls before they hang up?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I think the first one on the top of the list would be our guy. And then the other one would be our guy.
Oh, you Mike?
No, I think that's...
Oh, you Mike's my guy. You can claim Jerry.
I'll claim Jerry. Because, you know, the minute I hear, hey-oh, I know it's a good call.
Hey-oh. Really, Barry? That's how it is? Oh, you Mike?
Look.
You know what's up.
Uh-oh, we're fighting on Valentine's.
He's serving you on Valentine's Day, Jerry.
Yeah, not today. We're fighting on Valentine's.
You know what's funny? My mom is from Bermuda, which is a British Commonwealth. Uh-huh. And when she met my dad and moved to the United States, she asked somebody for a cigarette using that other term, and my dad was like, whoa.
Yeah, it'll catch you off guard.
Yeah, you cannot be using that term anymore. Yeah. You have to change your vernacular.
Hey, I didn't say I was a swinger.
Like, they'll say, hey, do you have a rubber I can use? It's like, what? And that's what they call an eraser on a pencil. They're just different
really?
Over there.
I never
yeah.
heard that one.
Yeah, they'll be like, let me borrow your rubber. I'll give it back. What?
But you're familiar with it.
I think that was a manufacturer.
Nah, you can keep it.
Yeah, no, you can have it. I'll get another.
Jerry's familiar with the eraser on a pencil, but, you know.
Oh, my God. There it goes. Yeah, it didn't take long.
Even Jerry was like, oh, my God. All right, Jerry, what's up?
So did you take my advice and go to Costco and get your flour?
No. We just told you where we went.
I wasn't. Yeah, you obviously didn't.
I just got on. I'm sorry.
At the beginning of the show, we talked about the fact that me and my wife said we weren't going to do anything. And then I wake up this morning. There was a bunch of like Crown and Coke and stuff on the, not Coke, like Coke, but Diet Coke. There was Crown and Diet Coke on the counter. So I was like, oh crap. So I called Patrick Randall and had him take some flowers over there. So yeah, no, I didn't go to Costco.
I wanted to know what you got your laptop for Valentine's Day. Hey-o!
Oh, my God. I hate you. That was for Nick, right? Not me?
Well, no, Nick would be, what did you get your smartphone
from? Are you calling me old, Jerry? Are you saying I'm an old man? I masturbate like in the olden days on a
Dude,
laptop?
I wish I could have seen, well, I don't wish I could have seen you, but I can only imagine what you were like when you first got AOL.
Oh,
and you're sitting on your 14.4 dial-up modem.
I'm like, come on. It was like watching scrambled porn.
And it's like, goodbye.
Yeah, I was like, why won't this picture load? Man.
Jerry, by the way, weren't you supposed to send us pictures from Costco?
Look at nudie pics.
Weren't you supposed to send us pictures from Costco so that we would believe?
I was actually going to, but then I realized that
you failed.
Nobody really cares, so.
Yeah, you failed.
Yeah. Well, that was a good realization.
You failed.
Good job, bud.
Yep.
Later. Oh, you, Mike, you got nothing, punk.
Oh,
wow.
Got a little
shots fired.
Got a little war going on here. Let's get him in here right now to retaliate.
All right, oh, you, Mike, bring it.
No retaliation here. It's all about love today.
Oh, good for you. Way to take the high road.
You know, I mean, we're all Joe, you know, he's a big Wisconsin guy. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows I'm a big Sooner fan. Johnny Weir, though. Does he prefer the Big Ten, or would he rather take the Big 12?
There it is. I was waiting for it. I was waiting. He returned to his form with the when he hung up. He waited for a little reaction, and then you're laughing again.
I'm going to guess Johnny Weir is a Big 12 guy. Really? Big 12 all the way.
All right, really?
Yeah. I mean, not that he wouldn't like the Big Ten, but I'm guessing the Big 12 is right up his alley.
Okay.
Answering the question.
You antagonize him. Encourage him every time you laugh like that when he's on.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not laughing.
Oasis, Joel?
I love Oasis.
Intern Trey is taking over the board here.
I love Oasis. But way before Trey let the whole world know that it was his second favorite band, I've always been an Oasis. And I don't care. Again, let me emphasize this. I don't care if you like it or not.
Oh, good.
Because I already know you don't.
No, actually, this is a pretty decent song.
Yeah,
this is
a good song.
Yeah, one Dennis song was not good. The Kenny Loggins one?
Yeah, I like that too.
But this one is a good song. You did fine here.
Thank you, Dad. Right now, I want to tell you guys about my good friends over at the Houston Rockets. They have got a lot going on right now and a lot of good stuff for you. I've been telling you all about the 2018 Blacktop Battle on the Hardwood presented by ZTE. It's this Saturday, and so your last day to sign up is today. All teams need to be registered by midnight tonight. It's the biggest 3-on-3 tournament in the area, and they are hosting it. The adults are at the University of Houston Wellness and Recreation Center. The juniors, 17 and under, at the gym in Humble. Both venues are going to have a skills challenge, 3-point contest, dunk contest. It's the first time ever that the championship games are actually going to be played on the Toyota Center floor February the 24th. All participants receive a tournament jersey, a player packet, and a ticket to an upcoming Rockets game. So it's a great deal, but you got to register tonight on Rockets.com if you want to get in. And also, let me tell you about those two packages that we've been telling you about. 5 tickets, 5 games, as low as $132. You get all 5 tickets for $132 for one of these two packages. They're fantastic. If you want to take the family, normally it's $132 per ticket. This is $132. It gets you 5 tickets. The 3-point package plan gets you a game with the Spurs, the Pistons, the Hawks, the Suns, and the Trailblazers. The slam dunk package gets you the Clippers, the Pelicans, the Bulls, the Wizards, and the only appearance in H-Town for Westbrook, Paul George, and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Either way, you can't go wrong. And like I said, when you can get a ticket package of 5 tickets for as low as $132, it is a deal. Check that out as well at Rockets.com or give them a call straight up, 713-627-DUNK, and an account rep will be happy to help you. But again, the 3-point package, slam dunk package, and again, don't remember to sign up for the Blacktop Battle, which is sign up has to be done by midnight tonight. So get on it, 713-627-DUNK or Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick disappointed me to the winner, too. once I went to a boy band, it's over.
Yeah?
I was more of an NSYNC guy, but yeah.
Oh, were you? Okay. I had you pegged as 98 Degrees.
Nope. Not a fan. Not a fan. NSYNC, I think, was the coolest, wasn't it? Isn't it safe to say?
I think the Backstreet Boys were.
Kirsten might have an opinion on that, but yeah.
Well, Barry's just going to call her stupid.
I mean, define coolest.
Well, it depends your age group because of the olders, like the Dream Team, they're hands down number one is New Kids on the Block.
That would be y'all's era.
It's a little older, but I mean, there are like some serious women, a little, you know, I don't want to say cougar era yet, but there are some of the older.
Oh, no, they're cougars now. They would be in their 40s or late 30s.
Well, I'm just saying there are women in their 30s. That I used to work with that just still think that Donnie Wahlberg hung the moon and New Kids on the Block.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, Donnie, they had the buttons
he's,
and all
he's
that.
He's relevant because he's doing a lot of acting.
Again. Well, he's also doing a lot of Jenny McCarthy.
Good for him.
Yeah, no doubt about
she's
that.
She's nuts, too, by the
she
way.
She is, but
she's
at the crazy. Same time, he's knee-deep in nuts.
But she has
or
herpes.
Or she is.
And she kissed Charlie Sheen when he was already diagnosed.
Who, Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah, and she was mad about it, too.
Oh,
she was really mad. Well, she was like, I had to be open up. I had to be transparent about my herpes. How come he didn't tell me about the HIV? You didn't hear this?
No.
It was huge, dude.
We have audio on that?
I don't remember that.
I'll find it.
She's got her satellite radio show.
I think it was on her satellite radio show.
So she was like, well, I had to disclose my herpes and he didn't have to disclose his AIDS?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because remember when he was being...
Tiger blood and all that.
Well, he came out winning. Because women were taking money. There's like, if you don't pay me, then I'm going to reveal
right.
That you have.
So he was like, fine.
Yeah. After that came out, then Jenny went on her show and went off.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But I would say I would rank the boy bands, all of them last.
Yeah, you would.
I mean, I was not a boy band guy. And I like Justin Timberlake. I think he's talented and he can sing. But I just didn't, I mean, not a huge, I wasn't like, ooh, I got to get this tape. Or CD or whatever. Did you have a boy band single or whatever?
I didn't have any New Kids on the Block for sure.
Okay. You had NSYNC?
No.
98 Degrees?
I think I had Backstreet Boys.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nick?
One CD.
You had an NSYNC tape?
I did not.
You sure?
I did not. I'm really trying to be honest. I don't remember purchasing.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake or an NSYNC.
Because I've already owned up to the fact that I bought the Vanilla Ice tape.
Well, that was just natural at the time, I would imagine.
Well, until we found out we were supposed to hate him. But I'm just saying, yeah, there was tapes that I'm ashamed of that I bought, Vanilla Ice being one of them.
I don't know what I would be ashamed of.
It's crazy that none of our tunes that have been a mainstay in our Way Back Wednesdays made it today because of Valentine's Day. No Sugar Hill Gang, no Ice Baby.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
So did you watch the Olympics at all last night, or did you just
go
straight Rockets?
No, I was flipping back and forth, and I was compelled to watch Shaun White.
So I recorded the Rockets and watched the Olympics until the wife fell asleep, and she, surprisingly, it was when the figure skating came on, and she was like, nah, I'm just going to go to bed, and I was like, yes. So I got to watch the Rockets, in bed and then have to go and leave and go to the living room because I can't watch the figure skating. But so did you see Shaun White's performance?
Yeah.
I was excited about it until Nick told me what happened afterwards on the podium.
I thought we both did. But anyway.
Does it matter who said it? Really? God.
That was kind of
like
irrelevant,
but I thought I was the one. What does
it now I sound like Trey. That's great.
I'm just saying, I was really pumped for the
just
dude.
Go.
Because he fell on the second run. He's behind. He's last, and this is it. It's do or die. It's gold or
was
silver.
Was he last going in?
Yeah, it was gold or silver on this run. If he falls, it's silver. If he doesn't get a high score, it's silver.
Yeah, I wouldn't say last, but he was going to get a medal either way, but he had to really kill it to get a
gold. No, he was the last one to go.
Oh, right.
Yeah. There was nobody else after him.
Gotcha.
So it was on him. It was in his hands whether he was going to get a silver medal or a gold medal. He couldn't do worse than silver, but he had to get better than a 95 out of 100, 95.25, to get a gold medal. So I was like, could you imagine just the pressure that he was feeling sitting at the top of that mountain just thinking, all right, this is on me. If I screw this up, then it's silver medal. But if I go out here and nail it, I'm going to get a gold. And then he does it, and he's crying, and I was so pumped for him. And then I find out that I didn't even know this has happened, but there was a Me Too moment with him where he was – What did you say? It was something with his band member?
So it started last night, and Nick, chime in whenever. It started last night on the podium before he actually even got the medal, that as soon as they knew he was going to win gold and you have to go do your press, some of the press just went right past the medal and the performance and started going, let's go back to 2016 when you had that sexual harassment suit brought against you, and started bringing up questions, so much so that the PR person for the snowboarders had to step in and say, look. And he did. He tried to answer it as...
So are you okay with asking that question at that moment?
You know
the
what?
The reporter has to.
I don't know about has to, but because of what's going on today with the Me Too movement and everything that's going on in society right now, they're encouraged to, I think, for one thing. But what people didn't know, if you didn't know the details, because again, of course, everybody heads to the internet like, whoa, what am I missing here? But he had a band. In 2016, he was in a rock band. There was a female drummer. She accused him of sexual harassment. She put some texts out there that he didn't deny that he sent.
Yeah.
And they settled out of court. So it was settled before it even got to court, and it resurfaced last night because he won the gold medal.
Yeah, I didn't see the presser, but according to Deadspin, there was one question. They tried to follow up. The PR guy, his PR guy, cut him off
right.
and got involved. But he did say that he apologized on the Today Show.
Yes.
So if you want to hear, I don't know how genuine it sounds. I haven't heard the audio, but this is what it sounded like.
It's your gold medal
Thank
moment.
Thank you so much.
I don't have to tell you, not all the headlines today mm-hmm. have been positive, as you're aware. Mm-hmm. A lawsuit that was filed against you a couple mm-hmm. of years ago by your former drummer mm-hmm. has been resurfacing.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to say about that and kind of clear the air?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm truly sorry that I chose the word gossip. It was a poor choice of words to describe such a sensitive subject in the world today. And, you know, I'm just truly sorry. And I was so overwhelmed with just wanting to talk about how amazing today was and share my experience. But, yeah.
Yeah, he did. When they brought it up the first time, because the questioner from the media kept pushing it. And the first time that he brought it up, Shaun White was basically like, look, that's just gossip. But in fact, that's why he had to address it. Yeah. So I kind of think, and again, as the home of the Olympics, I think NBC didn't drill him with a fastball, kind of before he went on, probably said, hey, we're going to bring this up and maybe you want to use it as a time to clear it up.
To make right by what you said. Yeah, because saying it's gossip is belittling it.
Because he went on to
probably
say...
Probably a poor choice of words. Yeah,
absolutely.
Listen, though, if you're out there and you're judging him, don't think for one second that if you were put on the spot at that moment in that situation that you may not say something that you would regret, trying to put the focus back on the gold medal and not something from your past.
Well, you're euphoric.
I'm not going to judge him. Was it a poor choice of words? Yes. But in that moment, under that spotlight and that stage, who amongst us may not panic?
Yeah, you're euphoric.
Even the most polished of people might panic and say, well, that's gossip.
After what he went through the last Olympics, too, he's absolutely probably the highest point in his career, if not his life.
Doesn't change what he did.
No, and I was going to say, the poor choice of words were the text and the things that he was sending.
Yes, absolutely.
But again, once you settle that, regardless, I mean, once that's done, you think it's done. And then it resurfaces only because he won.
Yep. Well, I'm willing to bet you it was going to come up no matter what. Gold, silver, bronze.
Think so?
A poor showing. He was going to be asked about it again. I would be willing to bet you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Do you need to sell your home? And if you do you need it quickly? Because I've got a solution for you. It's Gulf State Home Buyers. Not only are they going to help you get your home sold and take care of all the paperwork and everything involved in it, they're going to make you a cash offer for that home. So if you need cash and you need to sell your home, you need to call Gulf State Home Buyers at 281-717-6100 because they'll buy it. They'll tell you, no problem. We'll handle everything for you. And it doesn't matter the reason why you're selling it. Whether you've got back taxes that you owe, and it's almost tax season again. Whether you've got your HOA dues that were due January, and you're 3 years behind. You're going through a divorce, and you and your spouse can't decide what to do with the home. Bankruptcy, foreclosure, Unemployment, it doesn't matter the reason. Call Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100. Call them and let them help you. Like I said, they make you a cash offer. They handle all the paperwork. And the cool thing is they've got an entire staff of professionals waiting for you to call and waiting to help you. They've got attorneys, title companies, everybody in-house that's there that knows what they're doing, can get all the paperwork started for you and show you a stress-free way to sell your home. Why won't you call them? 281-717-6100. Let them help you. Get an understanding of the situation, whether it's title issues or you just need a quick closing. They're ready to answer your questions, but first you got to call them. Gulf State Homebuyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So the Trey segment's going to suck.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. He just cut the first one.
We're going to have two more. So we said 2:30. So 50 Shades of Trey, copyright Joel Blank, 2018.
Thank you.
Will be coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. You do not want to miss this. He just read the first one. And it's just, all I can tell you, if you've ever listened to this show, it's typical Trey.
Mm-hmm. Which is all you need to know. Trey. Vintage.
Yeah. So there's that. You want to, let's take a couple of phone calls.
All righty.
Yeah, let's get through the boy band call first.
Merchant, what's up?
Merchant.
Yellow.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Merchant, go ahead. What's up?
Yes, hey. I'm a black male, 50 years old, and I went to my first boy band with my wife. I had a good time. It was the Backstreet Boys and Boys from Men. And believe me, everybody laughed about it. I even got out of a ticket because the cop asked me where I was coming from in such a hurry, trying to go to work. And I told him I came from seeing a boy band. He laughed and got on radio and told all his buddies that, you know, I would come from seeing a boy band. And he let me go because he said I must have been a good man to go see a boy band.
Well, so who was it besides? It who was it besides the Backstreet Boys?
Boys the Men.
Now, was this recently, Merchant? Like last week, last year, or was this 20 years ago?
This was like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. And how old are you, Merchant?
50.
Well, right now, so I'm 55, but I went when I was like 53.
Yeah, I can do math.
And believe me, you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe the girls that be there.
Whoa, like old women, like cougars?
Hey, I mean all women. I went with my wife.
Right. Did y'all pick somebody up? Did you get a little strange?
And you left with who?
Nah, I wasn't trying to pick nobody up, but hey.
Come on, Merchant, it's Valentine's.
See, like this right here. If you want to meet some girls, go see a boy band.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't thank you, Merchant, for the call. I don't know that I would phrase it if you want to meet some girls, I would say women. Because meeting girls, I think, is illegal.
No, you could say girls.
Do we say
maybe
girls?
At his age, you're probably right.
I think at your age, he can get away with it.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because it makes it sound creepy to me when you say
girls. And that's why I got exactly where you're going. Yeah.
But I understand Merchant wasn't implying that. I do think that's funny. He got out of a ticket, though.
I think he also was implying his eyes were wandering quite a bit at that concert, yeah. And he went with his wife.
I wonder how many times he got slapped.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Man. All right, let's take Troy's call. He wants to talk Rockets.
All right, Troy, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, what up, man? How you been, brother?
Hey. Oh, pretty good, man. Hey, is Nick listening?
Yeah, he's here.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, first I want to give him some advice.
Okay.
So you get into Johnny B. Dalton's, you go get your long neck, and you go find the best-looking woman in there, and you walk up to her, you say, excuse me, ma'am, and you got to say ma'am because they really like that. And then she'll say, yes. And you say, do you believe in that old saying? And she'll say, what? She said, do you believe in that old saying? Well, what is it? Save a horse, ride a cowboy. It works every time.
Oh, my God. I think Troy just turned into OU Mike.
Yeah. A cleaner version.
So anyway, it works. It works. Anyway, my question is who's got the better bench? It looks like the Rockets and Golden State. Who do you think's got the better bench? Because watching both of them play, it looks like that's what it's going to get down to. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the call, Troy.
I love Troy, though. He's a great caller.
He is a great caller. Yeah. Missed him lately.
I will not allow you to do that. Johnny B. Dalton.
I appreciate the call, though, Troy.
I would never allow you to do that. You've got to come correct with the pickup
line. But I got to say, ma'am.
Yeah, ma'am.
I don't disagree with that.
What if she's young, though? You know,
you could use the ones I put out of my
I've called women, ma'am, that were older, and they felt like I was making them feel old.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
And sir, people
call them what you called them with the bad service waitresses.
I was really
honey,
was really mean.
Excuse me, toots.
Sweetie, can you get another beer over here, sweetie?
Say toots.
Just say girl.
Man, y'all gonna get me slapped.
I want to treat you like my pinky toe.
Well, obviously, you know that would be the end result we were looking for, but
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna finish it.
Okay, so the better bench between the two teams. Look, Golden State's bench is weak this year. It's not performed well. Livingston still plays well. David West is still pretty good, but I think that especially if Joe Johnson, if you want to believe what everybody's saying, it's just a matter of a foregone conclusion. Johnson's gonna sign two. And they add the big Johnson to Brandon Wright and the rest of the bench. And we said it's a luxury to have a Gerald Green and then a Joe Johnson in case Ryan Anderson and Gordon aren't hitting, or Ariza even maybe if he's not hitting. They have a lot of different options. They got a lot of different weapons. They're all NBA experienced. I like the Rockets bench. I still worry about depth up front, and we'll see what Wright brings. But they also don't have to be done. But neither does Golden State. But to this point, Golden State hasn't brought in anybody that was bought out or isn't, you know, out there looking supposedly. But we'll see how they end up before they go to the playoffs. Right now, I like the Rockets bench. I like everything about the Rockets. I would go to war with the Rockets right now up against the Warriors.
Yeah, I said several weeks ago I thought the Rockets were the deepest team in the NBA. And I think some people even laughed at me. But I stand by that, and I still do. I think the caveat is, to answer the question, who's starting a power forward? Is it Ryan Anderson, or is Ryan Anderson coming off the bench? Because I think that can directly affect when you're looking at the reserves, your second unit. If Ryan Anderson is a starter, then yeah, having Luke Mbamute coming off the bench for this team, along with PJ Tucker and Nene and Eric Gordon and Gerald Green, is great. But you flip that a little bit, and you lose a little bit of luster with Ryan Anderson coming off the bench. But I still say overall, the Rockets to me from 1 through 12 is the deepest team. That's going to be in the playoffs.
And that's not in your breakdown right there. You don't even mention the two guys that they're bringing in too. And those guys can only help strengthen what you believe is the deepest team in the league. So there you have it. I think that pretty much answers Troy's question, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there it is. All right. Right now I want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. They are great. They are a team, and they're going to always have your back, and they're going to bring it every single time. Josh Pestikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. And if you're struggling with your energy provider, they don't tell you when your contract expires and your rates get jacked up without you knowing about it, and then you get a huge bill and you don't know what to do. I know what I would do. I would get into contact with Infuse Energy. InfuseEnergy.com or 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. You get them, you call them, you're going to get a human being, not an automated system. They're going to talk to you, and they're going to ask you as many questions as you're going to ask them, because their goal is to make sure they tailor make a program for you, your family, and your business that makes sure that they take care of you with a fair competitive rate, communication above board and always ahead of time. And they're going to make sure that when you are needing the energy the most, your rates are going to be the best. And when you're not using energy at all, they're going to make the plan work for you that way as well. That's the way they do it, because they are an affordable, hassle-free energy company that has your back, and they want you to come back again and again. They're also very conscious about the environment. 100% green energy at your fingertips. You sign up, you choose a green plan. It offsets your electricity use with renewable energy credits. That helps decrease your carbon footprint. Just another way they are doing things the right way. Check them out right off the top. Again, mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit. and then see how they can make a difference. InfuseEnergy.com, 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. I'm telling you, I made the switch. They took hundreds off my bill month after month. It's crazy, but it's true. They are good at what they do. Check them out. Infuse Energy into your life.
This is ESPN 97.5.